You're listening to the Choose to Be podcast with hosts Alana Gordon and Amy Woolsey. As you join us each week, we will provide you with tools, resources, and knowledge to help you navigate your healing journey. Choose recovery, choose healing, choose you.
Welcome to the Choose to Be podcast. Thank you all for joining our conversation today. We really are grateful to have you listening. Always love the feedback that you all so generously give us around these episodes. These last few have been intense. They've been heavy. They've been real and really important. This one, we are going to be piggybacking off of the episode with Hope Ray. Because there are so many different nuances to how this might be showing up for each of you, as always, please drop into that beautiful curiosity and see how this might resonate with you today. But something that Alana and I were talking about that we see often comes up for all of us, and I'm totally going to include myself in this, right? But with your partner, spending a lot of time and energy trying to figure out your partner's intent, trying to figure out, are they manipulating me or are they really just not get it. I had a client, truly, like, she wasn't trying to be mean. She's like, I don't know if he's just stupid in this area or if he's trying to make me feel stupid. Just that confusion where you're trying to diagnose, assess, figure out, because there's this idea oftentimes that I need to figure out what his real intention is, if he's really capable or not, before I make a decision, before I even validate my experience, I need to figure this out. A lot of times this gets, I think, Alana, thrown into the hypervigilant state. For me, from a coaching perspective, I would love for you to see the amount of energy. Start with just being aware of the amount of energy that you're using to try and assess. Is he really trying to be abusive and gaslight me, or am I just taking it personally, right? All of those different things that we say to each other can be confusing.
Yeah. We started writing down some of these before. And this is one of those topics that I don't even know where it really came from, other than here we are. We're talking about it before we hit record. And it was like, ooh, let's actually just record on this instead. And so I wrote down, is he dumb or manipulative? And even using the word dumb, I don't want to sound like I'm throwing men under the bus, but these thoughts have gone through my own head. Like, is he manipulating me or is he just really not getting it? Or is he cunning or is he confused? Is he incapable or has he just not figured it out yet and he can? Is he traumatized, like all of his past trauma? Or is he abusive? By the way, it can be both. But, and not everyone is this way, but the way my brain works is I spent so much time trying to figure my husband out, trying to figure out, okay, well, what was happening there? What was underneath that? And I would analyze all of these little pieces of it to try to make sense of my own experience. But my focus was completely on him. It was, well, he did this. Well, he said this. Well, he turned in this direction. Well, he didn't do this. And there was so much of my experience wrapped into him and what he was or wasn't doing. And so where you just said a minute ago, Amy, about that energy, of how much energy is going towards that. Yes, 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 yes. I had so much energy going towards that. I see that with my clients. So much energy wrapped around into trying to figure him out. And I just, it's, yeah, there's a safety seeking piece of that. If I can figure out him, then I can make myself safer, or I can then have some clarity of what I'm experiencing. And I don't want to discount that.
No, not at all. It makes total sense why we do this. And because to your point, it's also like, if I know where he's coming from, where I know what he is or isn't capable or is intent or non-intent, then there's also this future planning. It's like we go drop into future self and we're like, okay, well, if that's what's happening now, then this is what I'm going to experience in the future. And that's the human brain's job, right? Your human brain is designed to prevent any pain or excess energy in the future. So totally want to acknowledge and validate that this is a human thing. And part of being empowered, part of accessing your agency and being a chooser is choosing how you spend your energy. And I mean, Alana, I know you can agree with this. How many of our clients just are exhausted, who come to us and say, I like the level of exhaustion doesn't even have a word. There's got to be a word underneath exhaustion, because that's what a lot of these women are experiencing. And because there's so many different areas that are needing attention, there's, where do you start? And I think this is a really beautiful place to start, is just looking at where those pillars I have, awareness, acceptance, and agency. Let's just go to awareness and just be aware of where you're spending your energy. And if there's a lot of energy trying to figure him out, then we're going to give just a couple ideas today in this episode of how you can make that shift. Because it's not sustainable.
And why we want to make that shift. Because when our locus of control is over on him, then we have given so much power away. And it makes sense why our brain goes there. Because if it's, our brain is like, well, the common denominator is him and everything he's doing, and I am having all of these experiences because of the things that he's doing, it makes sense why I want to figure out what's happening over here. And this conversation is, we're not saying that you have to stop figuring that out. But when we can shift that locus of control back into ourselves, that information will come out. We don't need to go take a chisel and like break that information out and spend all that energy. It is going to come out with time, and we will have more clarity figuring that out when that locus of control comes back into ourselves. We'll actually be able to figure it out much easier with less energy and more clarity when it comes back to our focus becomes on us.
Beautifully said. I love that. I would love for people to replay all of that. It's spot on. I heard Hope Ray say this before as they were talking about this very thing and how women are trying to figure out, well, is he abusive? Is he not? Is this really betrayal, violence or not? And she said, look, the partner is suffering from his conduct, not his diagnosis.
Say that again.
Right? And I was like, ooh, Hope, yes. You're suffering from his conduct, not his diagnosis. Who cares about his diagnosis? He is needing help to heal from his behaviors.
So we get so caught up in trying to understand the intent that we bypass the impact, and we don't really spend time addressing of what do we need to do for ourselves with the impact that is happening to us. And sometimes we'll go like, yeah, the impact's really bad, therefore I have to understand the intent. But again, we spend so much time on the intent when it's the impact that we really want to tend to. What do we need to do with that impact? And I'm going to say this positive or negative. Like if we keep having positive impact and positive impact and positive impact, well, let's make space for some of that positive impact. Yeah. And on the flip side, if we keep having this negative impact and negative impact and negative impact, well, let's not focus on where all the intentions are coming from. Let's find ways to protect ourselves because of the way we're being impacted. The specific one that kept coming up in our conversations today, Amy and I, around different client situations, came back to this idea of confusion.
Yeah.
Is one of the big impacts we see is clients who have a lot of confusion. He did this and I'm confused. Or we had this conversation and I felt like I understood what I felt before I went into it, but now I'm even more confused after we talked. Or he's going to therapy, but then he comes out and then what he says to me confuses me. Or we had couples and I swear even his therapist was confused. That's an impact. If everywhere that he is going, he is causing confusion with the people around him, while our brain is like, well, why? Like, what exactly is happening? Why is he doing that? Is it because he doesn't get it? Or is he purposely trying to confuse them? Or is he manipulating it? Pull back from all of that and just notice if the pattern is every time that he feels threatened or he has to deal with hard emotions, you or people around him is confused, that impact needs to be looked at. That's where energy can be spent, because then we go, what do I do in this situation for me?
Yeah.
It's where the clarity will come from.
Yeah. I think that why that is such a beautiful first step is because it does bring you back to your power, back to your control level. And I think this is also where having someone one-on-one can be helpful too, because a lot of you are in situations where you can communicate, you know what, I'm noticing in therapy and I'm noticing in our check-ins that I leave feeling very confused. And here's what I'm making that mean. Some of you are nowhere near safe to communicate this. So having someone on the outside looking in that can help you navigate your body, your emotions, and your thoughts around this can also help bring some clarity. So I just want to invite you all to, again, what is your experience through this? Where does this fit in your journey right now? And if you don't know where it fits, that's where it can be really beneficial to get some professional help.
And this is why I like the therapy or the coaching, is because a good therapist or coach is not going to tell you exactly what your experience is. They're going to be able to hold up that mirror. And I say this a lot in here, but they hold up that mirror that helps you see. Like Amy and I were talking this morning and I was explaining some of the ways and I'm like, tell me if this is crazy, like these feelings that are coming up. And as I talked to her and she just sat there pretty neutral and just listening. And as I'm talking, I went, oh, okay. I'm not crazy. Like I can hear myself out loud saying this to you. And then she, because it's Amy and I love her, she's like, yeah, you're not crazy. But I didn't need that from her because I was able to share that with her in a safe place that then I could hear myself sort through it. And by the way, I've also done years of work and years of therapy. So earlier in my journey, I wasn't able to just say it out loud and have instant clarity. So
yeah,
if you're like, that's not how it works for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because sometimes that's where I will repeat back. So here's what I just heard you say. And I'll just repeat back. Or is this what you're saying? And I'll repeat back. And then when you hear that repeated back to you, your brain interprets it completely different than how you even said it. It's that whole senses, right? You're activating different senses from a different dynamic. And so you're like, that's what I said? Wait. Oh, my therapist will do that a couple times to me. She's like, so tell me. And as soon as she starts doing that, I'm like, oh no, I'm gonna get it. But and she just repeats back what I'm saying immediately. She'll get five words out. I'm like, no, just stop. You're right.
I don't want to hear it.
Right. I know. I get it. No, but it's, again, to the point. Sometimes just having that played back for you or processed out loud, audibly, even just thematically, when your body is just feeling stuff. And this is going off on a tangent, but if you don't feel safety in your sessions with whoever you're working with, you feel your feelings, to really let that be a place where you don't have to pretend, you don't have to be perfect, you don't have to show up or give the right answer, then I really would encourage you to do some work around that. Just drop into some curiosity about why that is. Not saying it's a bad therapist or coach. Do you feel like there's an expectation of how you need to be showing up? But that is a really, really important piece. when you're doing your work to feel that safety, that building that trust, so that these parts that know about confusion and really do intuitively know about gaslighting, manipulation, what is the reality, they're not going to want to let their weapons down or stand down or sit down, whatever that looks like for you, so that you can get more curious and see the truth. I think this is another short episode because there's not a whole lot to dig into, except be aware of how this might be showing up for you. Watch the energy that you're spending on trying to diagnose him. I asked Alana before, I was like, sometimes I feel like we pathologize so much. And yes, that absolutely can happen. And that sometimes happens as a partner. You're trying to diagnose them. You're trying to figure them out. And a lot of times, because they're not trying to figure themselves out. And that right there is something to be aware of.
That's an interesting thought. Well, if I could leave you with one thing, let me give you permission that you have permission to protect your energy, especially when you're new in trauma. I will say to women, I want to put you in an incubator or bubble wrap you and bubble wrap your energy, because when you're going through trauma, you only have so much energy to give in a given day. And let's really be conscious of where it's being spent. And right now, your number one job is to heal you and take care of your kids if you have kids. That's it. Everything else we can get to when we have more energy and when there is time. But when it comes to figuring him out and where he's at or what he's doing, trust yourself that as you get in tune with yourself and you get grounded and you get clarity, those other answers will come. They will. But there will be a time and a place for that as we are able to really come to know and be in ourselves. So there's so many nuances. Like my brain wants to, okay, but if you're in this situation, each of you are in different spots. So take where you are and take what resonated, take what you needed, and just spend time with them. And know that each of your stories is different and what you need is going to look a little different. And Amy and I are cheering you on, doing your work wherever you are and with whatever you need. So as always, thanks for hanging out with us today, and we look forward to seeing you all next week.
Do you all have your ticket to the Love You Now conference with Kaylee Dunn? Come and join me on the 22nd of September as I will be talking about what do you do when you have exhausted all of your options. So get your free ticket in the show notes or head over to my Instagram link. Thanks again for listening today as you continue to choose healing, choose recovery, and choose you. Take care, everybody.